Okay, 1286.
Delegate authority to the Bureau of Human Resources Director to execute a work experience agreement with Southeast Works Water Source to provide work experience training opportunities to disadvantaged and underserved populations in order for them to transition into long-term employment.
Good morning, Gail. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Gail Baird. I'm the Training and Workforce Development Manager for the city, and I'm here for Anna Canwit, our BHR Director. The ordinance that you have is to enter into a new agreement with Southeast Works, which is part of the WorkSource program, in order to provide work experience and work internships to underserved populations. So these are individuals who may encounter barriers to employment due to lack of skills, due to being low income. Many of them are on government subsidies, and we see this as a new opportunity for the city to provide opportunities for skills development while also serving short-term needs for bureaus for project work and other types of assignments.
Is this new or is this continuing?
This is new. We have many agreements, so this is actually administered very similarly to the SummerWorks Youth Program. It's limited term, finite amount of hours that are permitted, and we have not done this before with a work experience type of a program. So these are not necessarily students, although many of them may be enrolled in a GED program or some other type of skills development opportunity.
And my understanding is there's no cost to the city for this other than staff time. Is that
correct? That is correct, yes, Commissioner Fritz.
Do you know how they do their outreach to disadvantaged students, and do they, is that including students with limited English proficiency?
Yes, it is. In fact, they have outreach programs to immigrants and other individuals with limited English skills or who are English is their second language. And they actually operate out of the center, which was expanded in May 2014, at the WorkSource Center in Southeast Portland on Foster Road. And I think, Mayor Hales, you were there to attend the grand opening of that center.
Yeah, they do amazing work. They really do in terms of reaching communities that would otherwise simply fall through the cracks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other questions?
Gail, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak on this item this morning?
We have one person signed up, okay. Charles Johnson.
Okay. Good morning, Commissioners. As more and more people in the city are discovering, unemployment numbers are mysterious, if not cooked. I hope that you all will take this issue, the issue of helping young people move into the labor market seriously. It also relates to mental health. When people have something they're doing that, even if it doesn't feel fulfilling, even if it's just, I don't like my job much, but I do it well, I earn some money, and I buy the things I like, that's a much better situation to be in than frustrated with no money. So I noticed that it's probably only technical that this program is with an agency that's name is in Southeast. I hope that we'll take seriously our equity lens commitment and make sure that people in North and Northeast and everywhere, youth from all over every square inch of the city, have equal access to programs that will help them transition to work and even meaningful careers. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you both. We'll take a vote then. This is an emergency ordinance.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for this partnership. I believe we put ongoing support for Southeast Works into our budget last year. And I know every year up till now we've put one-time funding for Southeast Works, and I'm very glad to hear it confirmed that we did put them in ongoing funding because, as the mayor said, they do amazing work and they do outreach all over the city and provide opportunities to youth and others who would otherwise not be getting service. And I'm very grateful to you for adding this component of workforce preparedness. Aye.
Saltzman?
Yes, I too appreciate your reaching out to Southeast Works and getting this partnership going. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, this is a great example of how the city can synergize with what great nonprofits or other governments do. So thanks, Gail, for putting this together. And Charles, I don't think the unemployment numbers are cooked, but I think they illustrate the danger of an aggregation, which is that overall, Portland economy is great, unemployment is low, but that's not true for everybody. And in fact, there's some members of our community that it's really not true for. So, you know, hidden in that positive average of under 5% unemployment are some people in the community that are really struggling, and this program is aimed directly at helping them. So it's a great piece of work. Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.